This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com. From bookpop.com, you are listening to Finnegan Firewing from the Earth Angel series. Written by Stephen Cosgrove, narrated by Stephen Cosgrove. Hey, that's me.
Above the moon, beyond the stars, was a miraculous place called Heaven's Light. Clouds of crystal stardust swirled about this place of love and understanding. From Heaven's Light, tiny little beings called Earth Angels flew to Earth on winds of wishes and wants. Here they sprinkled wonderful dreams across night skies for all the sleeping children, and the Earth sparkled in delight. Each day, younger Earth Angels went to monastery school where they were taught such subjects as minor miracles, halo spinning, good deeds, flyers education, and major miracles, really, really good deeds. They learned much about Earth and the children that lived there. They were taught that someday they would be asked to visit Earth and once there to protect any child that rang an angel bell. But in Heaven's Light, all was not school and learning. And often, young Earth Angels simply flew about playing. And stardust swirled in whips and eddies as they soared on stretched wings. As on Earth, there were rules and regulations, things to do and not to do. Sometimes those rules were broken and punishments were handed out to strengthen the learning of a lesson. Those punishments were called guidances, for they were meant to guide a young angel on his way to understanding and to protect him or her from harm. One angel, a bit more guided than the others, was a speedy-winged, red-haired, freckle-faced teen angel by the name of Finnegan. F-I-N-N-I, Finnegan. He had no middle name, and he had no last name. He was just Finnegan. Finnegan had been guided so often by the oldest of archangels, Gideon, that there was a special stool just for him. The stool was placed in the corridor of clouds near Halo Hall, the place where the halos were stored. Finnegan often graced the stool as he polished halo after halo in guidance of one mistake or another. It wasn't that Finnegan was bad. It was just that he couldn't stop himself from taking a dare given by other young Earth angels. Simply put, Finnegan wanted to be loved and admired by his friends, and he thought that he was most admired when he accepted a dare to do something rash or reckless. No matter the danger, no matter the rule broken, Finnegan would do almost anything if he was dared. Now, there was a rule in Heaven's Light which prohibited flying around the moon when the moon was full and bright. In that light, angels cast a shadow that could easily be seen by the people on Earth. Flying near the moon when it was full was definitely forbidden. Several young angels, who had never even thought to break this rule themselves, dared Finnegan to circle the moon and find any angel shadow that might be hidden there.
We dare you, Finnegan, but you can't do it.
Will you like me better if I take this dare? Asked Finnegan. Will you think I'm brave? Of course we will, the other angels laughed. Without fear of consequence, Finnegan looped the moon round and round, chasing after the shadow that he easily found. It was only after he had been seen by Gideon that he realized the moon shadow he chased was his own. Gideon personally guided him back to his stool in the corridor of clouds. In Heaven's Light, there was a rule of politeness to never fly beneath a cloud if another angel walked upon it. Of course, on a dare, Finnegan flew beneath a cloud where there walked another Earth angel. Unfortunately, that other angel was Gideon. Finnegan looked up, Gideon looked down. Finnegan was taken back to his stool. Finnegan had been guided so many times that his name was engraved on the stool, F-I-N-N-I, Finnegan.
I'm an Earth Angel, I'm from Heaven's Light. I've got the stars in my eyes. Come what watch me fly. Always keep me in sight, because I'll steal your heart for a sigh. But if you like me better, better I'll be. And if you don't believe me, come on, dare me. Dare me. I dare you. Dare me. Come on, I dare you to try. Let's go. Yeah. Woohoo. Yippee. Dare me now. Who doesn't care if he takes a dare? Who chases him to the moon? Who will fly beneath the clouds where angels walk at noon? Finnegan, Finnegan. Let me begin again. Finnegan, Finnegan. That's F-I-N-N-I. Finnegan, Finnegan. That's who? Me. Finnegan, yahoo! Yeehaw! Yow!
Would you fly around the moon?
How quick? How fast? How soon?
Would you chase a falling star?
Well, which way? Right now? Well, how far?
Will you do whatever we dare?
I will. If you need someone who's willing to dare, a fool that'll laugh at the chance, just call on me, because I don't care. Always with danger I'll dance. But if you like me better, better I'll be. And if you don't believe me, dare me. Come on, dare me. You can do it. Dare me. Come on, I dare you to try. Yeehaw! Here we go. Takes a dare, who'll chase you to the moon? Who will fly beneath the clouds where angels walk at noon? It's Finnegan, Finnegan. Let me begin again. I'm telling you, Finnegan. That's F-I-N-N-I. Finnegan, Finnegan. That's who? Finnegan. That's me. I'm Finnegan.
All the dares were meant to be great fun, but in taking them, Finnegan was placing himself and others in danger. One day, Gideon sought Finnegan, who was sweeping stardust from the corridor of clouds with a broom of morning's mist. Gideon stood and watched the young angel performing his latest guidance.
Finnegan, said Gideon solemnly, you have not learned your lesson in the taking of these dangerous dares. What are we to do with you? For the last time, Finnegan, turn this mistake into a lesson and learn this lesson well. There is no daring in a dare. A dare is but a message to a fool to be foolish.
Finnegan sighed a great angel sigh and said, Oh, I'm so sorry, great, glorious, wise, wonderful, winged angel, sir. But this time I truly have learned my lesson. Please, please, may I rest my broom and join the other angels at play. And Gideon nodded his head and said,
Yes, you may go join your friends.
And just like that, the broom was dropped and Finnegan was gone in the flap of a wing and a twinkle of halo dust. For the next several days, all went well for Finnegan in Heaven's Light, though, too quickly, Gideon's words faded into nothing but the rustling of memory's wind. On the fifth day, he and his chums floated on rainbow clouds, dreaming of adventures to come. At that precise moment, there happened by a tiny shooting star which grazed the Earth's horizon. One of the angels mused, Hey, Finnegan, I dare you to chase that star! Now, there was another rule, a major rule, one of the biggest of big rules in Heaven's Light, that you were never, never, never to chase a shooting star. But if the dare was foolish, Finnegan was the greater fool. Will you like me better if I take this dare? Asked Finnegan. Will you think I'm brave? Of course we will, the other angels laughed. And without thinking, Finnegan was off on the chase. Finnegan was fast. But the little star was even faster. Like a flash, the two flipped around the moon as the young angel nearly grasped the fiery tail of that tiny shooting star. On they flew, beyond the Earth, to the center of the universe. Finally, with his wings stretched for fastest, fastest flight, Finnegan lunged, and with his right hand, he grasped that shooting star by the tail. He turned back to beam in pride at his friends who stood safely on the rainbow clouds. Oddly, they weren't looking at Finnegan with pride or with admiration at the accomplishment of the dare. Instead, they were laughing at him in a mean-spirited way. On the whispering solar winds, Finnegan heard his friends' voices echo,
"Boy, is Finnegan a fool. I wouldn't chase a shooting star even if Gideon dared me."
Confused, he turned back to the falling star. It was then that he discovered his greater error, for in chasing the star, Finnegan had flown nearly into the face of the sun. With a flip of his wrist, he released the shooting star, which giddily flew away. He arched his back and fully extended his wings and tried to break himself against his fall into the sun. It was too late. He was too near. He began to flip over and over and over and over, out of control, still fighting to pull away from the sun. It was odd, but at this time of extreme danger, Finnegan remembered the wise words of Gideon.
"There is no daring in a dare. A dare is but a message to a fool to be foolish."
Suddenly, it all made sense to Finnegan. While he had taken the risk of the darer stood safe and sound, laughing at his folly. No one liked him more, and truly they thought him the fool for putting himself in so much danger. It was sad that this lesson needed to be learned in the face of such grave danger. Finnegan desperately flapped his wings and twisted and turned, but could not free himself from the pull of the sun. It was then that he did something out of the ordinary. He relaxed his wings and stopped the struggle. Finnegan allowed himself to fall towards the sun. Faster and faster and faster he fell, and then, just when it seemed to be too late, Finnegan extended his wings and soared right to the edge of the sun itself. Using the fall, he was able to gain enough speed to break free from the sun's mighty hold. Oh, he had come so close to the sun that his wings were scorched and the tips sparkled in flame. Still smoldering and very shaken by the danger, Finnegan began the long flight back to heaven's light. Although he knew he would surely be punished for his violation of the rules, he was light of heart, knowing that this lesson finally had been learned. He flew back to the corridor of clouds where he sat upon his stool and again began the task of polishing tarnished halos. A short time later, Gideon appeared, followed meekly by Finnegan's friends from the rainbow clouds. The old mentor quietly asked,
"Why do you sit and polish when you could be playing?"
With a tear sparkling in his eye, Finnegan bravely told his tale and said, "And I am here to openly accept my punishment, my guidance, for I again was the fool." Gideon lovingly patted him on the back and lifted him from the stool.
"No, Finnegan, you have no need of this guidance now, for you truly have learned the lesson well. But lest you forget, you shall no longer be simply called Finnegan. Henceforth, we shall call you Finnegan Firewing."
And with that, Finnegan moved from the stool so that the others who had accompanied Gideon could sit for their guidance. They would learn the lesson that the darers of dares must learn. A dare is a challenge to be cool, but a dare is really nothing more than proving you're a fool.
A dare is really a challenge. It's a challenge to be cool. But a dare is really nothing more than proving you're a fool.
Would you fly around the moon?
What do you think I am, a goon?
Would you chase a falling star?
It's not safe to go that far.
Would you do whatever we dare?
No, I'll be taking no more dares. For a dare is only invitation to a fool to be foolish. Who now cares if he takes a dare to chase shadows on the moon? Who don't fly beneath the cloud where angels walk at noon. Finnegan, Finnegan, let me begin again.